This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The holiday movies streaming from Hulu, Hallmark, Lifetime, and beyond. There's been an increase in films with LGBTQ storylines featuring same-sex couples. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has this report.
The Happiest Season, one of Hulu's holiday movies, starts out with a lesbian couple, Abby and Harper, heading to visit Harper's family together for the first time. But turns out Harper isn't out to her family. She's told them that Abby, played by Kristen Stewart, is just a roommate.
I am asking a lot of you, but I promise I will tell them everything after the holidays.
The movie has gotten attention for bringing a gay couple into the cinnamon-scented milquetoast Christmas genre. It's also been criticized as cruel, archaic, and underplaying a topic that is painful for many people: fear of coming out and having to lie to your closest relatives. The new wave of LGBTQ holiday movies includes titles where people are out, like Paramount Network's Dashing in December and Hallmark's The Christmas House. Professor Amar Jean Christian teaches communication at Northwestern University. He says TV has traditionally been a place for stories that take risks because it's cheaper to make.
Unlike regular movies where you're trying to get people to pay tickets to the box office, TV movies have been a smaller financial investment for TV networks.
Also, Christian says this is in part a product of the streaming wars. Competition means vying for new and diverse audiences, which producers know already exist, and they're hungry for inclusive material. But in important ways, these movies do not break new ground, says Professor Kathleen Battles at Oakland University. She focuses on sexual identity in the media. She says the gay and lesbian characters are essentially being planted into very traditional holiday movie storylines.
None of this, like, kind of disrupts the fundamental conservative structure of these films, which always have this kind of, this, like, return to small-town life and small-town values, and they're very conservative.
Battle says there's only so much you can ask of the holiday movie genre, which she says isn't going to break new ground anytime soon. For that kind of cinema, there are other genres and 11 other months of the year. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.